Good day, people. This is tweeted on Twitter holding Pope Francis interview of the opinion of concern written, James Driscoll at Kriuwapai basically have determined that this community will not follow a compassionate heart such as at Pontifex Pope Francis calls to Congress. This address desires to conclude into your listening silence words from Pope Francis. So the source credits will precede followed by these most important idealistic words for your consideration. At Kriuwa, 2016 Great Reasons Us, you there, I here, and all visiting guests and students of learning here along with Pope Francis, will unite peace. Awesome Cramabone Close and Blows Playroom, Denver, Colorado, United States of America. From his private meeting with President Obama to giving the first ever papal address before a joint session of Congress, Pope Francis did not shy away from politics during his three-day stop in Washington, D.C. Julie Percher, The Washington Post, an excerpt from his public address broadcast worldwide live to which this author here was watching and listening to him intently. He said to the world to what I agree has been a part of my missing portion of my mission work ideal. I have no fix for this and I cannot, totally be in this community work alone. This is what he told or asked or advised us to do, all of us are quite aware of, and deeply worried by, the disturbing social and political situation of the world today. Our world is increasingly a place of violent conflict, hatred and brutal atrocities, committed even in the name of God and of religion. We know that no religion is immune from forms of individual delusion or ideological extremism. This means that we must be especially attentive to every type of fundamentalism, whether religious or of any other kind. A delicate balance is required to combat violence perpetrated in the name of a religion, an ideology or an economic system, while also safeguarding religious freedom, intellectual freedom and individual freedoms. But there is another temptation which we must especially guard against, the simplistic reductionism which sees only good or evil, or, if you will, the righteous and sinners. The contemporary world, with its open wounds which affect so many of our brothers and sisters, demands that we confront every form of polarization which would divide it into these two camps. We know that in the attempt to be freed of the enemy without, we can be tempted to feed the enemy within. To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take their place. That is something which you, as a people, reject. Our response must instead be one of hope and healing, of peace and justice. We are asked to summon the courage and the intelligence to resolve today's many geopolitical and economic crises. Even in the developed world, the effects of unjust structures and actions are all too apparent. Our efforts must aim at restoring hope, righting wrongs, maintaining commitments, and thus promoting the well-being of individuals and of peoples. We must move forward together, as one, in a renewed spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation, which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States.